Good afternoon. Another great day in progress throughout interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine and rapidly climbing temperatures. With low humidity, readings will soar into the middle 70s once again. High pressure at the surface is dominating the weather and keeping it dry. However, a little disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is swinging in from the north and down the eastern seaboard. This may produce a few clouds across the region, especially from the Hudson River Valley east into New England by late day today. However, most locations will stay completely dry right on through the evening. The clouds will tend to dry up overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the 40s. High pressure again will dominate tomorrow, bringing us back to mostly sunny skies during the day, and highs will be just a touch cooler, but still right around 70 degrees. Back to the lower and middle 70s for the weekend as the high pressure center continues to anchor itself over the region with abundant sunshine both days. Some clouds will mix in early next week on Monday and Tuesday, but still plenty enough sun to get us back up into the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like the next chance of a shower or two could occur on Wednesday of next week, but highs will still be in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a winter storm warning is out for parts of the upper Midwest. Moderate to occasionally heavy snow will continue through much of the day across portions of southeastern and eastern Minnesota into west-central Wisconsin. The heavy snow band, only approximately 30 to 40 miles in width, will continue to shift slightly to the east, making for a sharp cutoff in snow totals across that region. The heaviest totals, though, will be east of Minneapolis, where 4 to 7 additional inches of snow can be expected. The weight of the wet snow on tree limbs and power lines could cause localized power outages. And a heat advisory is in effect again today for the central coast of California, including San Francisco, with highs in the lower 90s. Just inland, readings will climb up toward the 100-degree mark. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 9 at Denton, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston increasing clouds, perhaps a shower, with highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 88, set in 2001, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with some late-day clouds and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today in the middle 70s for highs. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today with some late-day clouds and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, right around 70. Even warmer over the weekend, mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday in the mid-70s. Nice weather continues next week, a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the lower to mid-70s. And a morning shower on Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.